There's yet another fantastic exhibition coming up at the Baltimore Museum of Art. This will be opening on October the 23rd at the BMA. It's Matisse and Diebenkorn, two extraordinary artists, one landmark exhibition. And the person who is behind all of this at the BMA is their senior curator of European paintings and sculpture, Katie Rothkopf. It's always so wonderful to welcome you to WBJC. Katie, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
So I know you've been living with this for about 15 years in one form or another. Can you think back to the germ of the idea for the exhibition?
Yes. Right after I started working at the museum, we were very interested in coming up with ideas to really focus on Henri Matisse. As you know, Matisse is one of the great artists of the 20th century, and the BMA is lucky to have the largest collection of Matisse's work in the world. And we really wanted to not only focus on exhibitions just on his work, but also to look at his influence on artists of the subsequent generations. And for me, the first person I thought of was Richard Diebenkorn. I first became aware of his interest in Matisse's work at the Phillips Collection in Washington, D.C., and was really interested to see how broad that interest was and to examine this amazing story of one artist looking to another for inspiration at various times throughout his career.
Looking through the gorgeous catalog that you've put together, you can see the influence of the color throughout. What I found fascinating was that Diebenkorn seemed to start quite abstract and then became more figurative, and then it's almost difficult to tell the two artists apart, and then he pulled away again to something more abstract. How does that sort of mirror the reality of his career?
Well, Diebenkorn was one of the most unusual artists of the post-war period who moved in between abstraction, representation, and back again seamlessly. He was someone who loved color, loved light, and for him, Matisse provided a great deal of inspiration, and he would take different things at different times. You know, early on, it was about structure and showing his process directly on the canvas. When he was in his representational period, he could really look to Matisse for ideas about what to paint, not only how to paint. And then after having quite a few important major moments with Matisse's work, Diebenkorn then really broke open his own creative possibilities and started in 1967, began his Ocean Park series, again, back to abstraction, the series for which he's best known.
So Diebenkorn was active in various geographical places, but his strong California connection is perfect for your museum partner over in San Francisco. How did that come about?
Well, the curator in San Francisco, Janet Bishop, and I are friendly, and the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art has wonderful early works by Matisse that were owned by Sarah Stein, who is the sister-in-law of Gertrude Stein, who was an early collector of Matisse's work. But they also have wonderful works by Richard Diebenkorn from all areas of his career. So as a partner, they brought wonderful things to the table.
This exhibition, Matisse, Diebenkorn, will be opening officially at the Baltimore Museum of Art on October the 23rd. It will be a grand opening with Diebenkorn's daughter and all sorts of wonderful things going on. And if you want more information, the web address is artbma.org. It's been such a pleasure, as always, to talk to the BMA's senior curator of European paintings and sculpture and the brain behind this, Katie Rothkopf. Thank you so much for taking the time to come and tell us about it.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.